Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, July 10th. The grains closed lower with December corn down 6.25 cents, closing at 360 3/4. November beans down 0.5 cent, closing at 871 1/2. And December wheat down 15 cents, closing at 510. Tough day in the corn and the wheat. As far as the corn goes, the weather looks to be pretty non-threatening out here. Also, some concerns about the lack of any movement on NAFTA. The cancellation of the sorghum by Mexico, but they bought 113,000 metric tons of corn to offset it. I don't think that really had much to do with it. I just think it's the weather and any real solution to the trade wars out here. The wheat, again, a little bit of rains, some of the drier areas, Russia, Australia. Certainly the spring wheat is in great shape, 80% rating. So in general, that's just rolling over. And I think everybody's looking for bigger carryouts on the report on Thursday, whether it's due to NAFTA, whether it's due to the Chinese situation. People think that the numbers are going to be a little bit bigger. The beans were down, they got down to 62 overnight. We closed about a dime off of that. We got down to, I think it was 66 and a half during the day. Really not much here, technically, on the beans. Again, I think they're suffering from the lack of any resolution on the trade deal. Everybody expecting bigger production and maybe a few more acres, and certainly cuts in exports on this report coming up. So this will be the first report by the government that takes into account the trade tariffs on China and the lack of the NAFTA agreement. Taking a quick look at the charts. Let's see, November beans. We had the inside day yesterday, basically a steady close here today. We took out the inside day to the downside, but really couldn't do anything with it out here. So I don't know whether that means too much. You know, it's just kind of a mixed bag. We've got to close either over the inside day or under it, and we haven't done that yet. So it's, again, you know, I think the bias is toward the downside here. It's the wrong time of the month to be making new lows now. So we could go another 3 weeks before we really see a turnaround in this market. And again, everybody thinks the reports are going to be bearish on Thursday. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.